This last lecture will be quite short, inshallah. I want to stop at a convenient point that tomorrow we can pick up and from a convenient spot we can start something a little newer, So Allah says, the Shaykh says, he continues. And he says, the proof is a saying of Allah the Most High. Proof of what? The proof that my Lord is Allah, who has nurtured me in all of creation with His favors and blessings. He is the one whom I worship, the Ma'bud. And there is none other whom I worship besides Him. The proof is the statement of Allah the Most High, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to Allah, Lord of the world, or the Alameen, creation. Alhamd. Alhamd. Alhamd is sana, or praise. All praise belongs to Allah. All praise that we know of, that we don't know of, all praise that is found belongs to Allah. The Al, Alif Lam here, Alhamdu, is there in order to describe that all praise belongs to Allah. That all praise is for Allah. All praise that is present, that we can do, belongs to Allah. Lillahi, Alhamdulillahi, all praise is for Allah. This lam here, lillahi, is of two types. Lam generally, here, this type of lam, belonging to lam, it's different to the emphasis lam that we mentioned earlier on, lam al-ta'kid. That was the lam of emphasis. This lam, in Arabic language, is the lam, and it's two types. Lam of possession, lam al-milk, and the lam for istihqaq, or belonging to as a right. I'll explain a little bit more, inshallah. Alhamdu lillahi. That alhamd is a right of Allah. Is a right of Allah. This is one lam, the lam of istihqaq. Lam is a right of Allah. Or the lam could be for mulk or milk, possession. So for example, I could say, Al-kitabu hadha li. And this book is mine, belongs to me. This lam here, li, in li, the ya refers to me, li. The lam belonging to me. It's the lam of mulk, or milk rather. The lam that this book belongs to me. Possession, it's my possession. But if somebody else had this book and they owned it, and the person I'm speaking to knows that somebody else owned this book, and I said, Al-kitabu hadha li. And then I said, in that context, that this book is mine, then this lam here would mean it wouldn't actually mean is mine. It means it is my right. This is my right. This book is my right. Okay? So here, there are two types of lam. Lam al-istihqaq and lam al-milk. It's difficult to explain in English because we're talking about the Arabic language here. But if you follow it, alhamdulillah. If you don't, then alhamdulillah. But alhamdulillah. This lam here is for istihqaq, not for milk. That alhamd, all praises. The right of these praises, the rightful person, or the astaghfirullah, the one who has right to these praises is none other than Allah. All praises. رب العالمين, Lord of the world, the Alameen. And Alameen here is in its genitive case, مجرور, for those of you who know the Arabic. If you don't understand this, it's not too much problem, it's just a little bit of grammar for those who know. And the asal, or the root, not the root, but the origin of this word alameen is alamoon, is alamoon. So those of you who know mudaf, mudaf ilayh in the Arabic language, and you know that Rabb is the mudaf and al-alameen is the mudaf ilayh. And here the mudaf ilayh, the mudaf ilayh is always going to be in a genitive case, and therefore it's alameen and not alamoon. So alameen or alamoon also is jam' or plural of al-alam, of alam. Alam is singular of alamun. So Allah is the Lord of the alamun, the many alams. And alam is everything except for Allah. All the creation basically. Everything except for Allah. And Allah is the Lord of the Alameen. Okay? He's the Lord of the Alameen. And since we are part of the Alameen, then Allah is our Lord. This is the Wajhul Istidlal. Who can tell me what Wajhul Istidlal means? Wajhul Dalala, same thing. Good. The angle of extraction of evidences, or the understanding of the evidences, might be a bit more simple. The understanding of the evidences, or the way you're using this evidence to prove your point. And the Shaykh is saying, the proof of what I said just now, that Allah is my Lord, is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to Allah, Lord of all Alameen. And since I am of the Alameen, He's also my Lord. Because I'm one of the Alameen, yeah? Jayid. وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِ لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَاهُ. And He is the one whom I worship, and there is no other, nothing else that I worship. And it's an evidence of this, and this will extend the evidence of this point. So then the Shaykh says, فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكْ بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ. So if it is said to you, how did you arrive at this knowledge of your Lord? فَقُلْ, then say, بِآيَاتِهِ وَمَخْلُوقَاتِهِ. From His ayat, His signs, and from His makhlukat, the things that He created. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. And from His signs are the night and the day and the sun and the moon. وَمِنْ مَخْلُوقَاتِهِ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْءُ وَالْأَرْضُونَ السَّبْءُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And from His creation, or things that He created, are the seven heavens and the seven earths, and those within them, and that which is between them. Okay, so He separated ayat from makhlukat. Inshallah, will explain why. The next point, He gives the evidence. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمْرِ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. And from His signs, from amongst His signs, are the night and the day and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate to them. Do not prostrate to the sun and nor to the moon, but prostrate to Allah who created them if you truly worship Him. And also, the proof of what he's saying is also the saying of Allah, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Your Lord is Allah who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and then ascended or made istawa upon the throne. He causes the night to cover the day which it follows with haste, and the sun, the moon and the stars are subservient and subject to His command. Certainly the creation and commandment are His alone. Exalted is Allah, the Lord of all creation. So the first ayah proves about His signs, His ayat. And the second ayah proves about His makhlukat, His creation. But the question here from amongst His signs are what? Good. From amongst His signs are the night and the day, the sun and the moon. Okay? And from amongst His creation, created beings, are the heavens and the earth, and so on. But are not the heavens and the earth, and the sun and the moon also, and the night and, sorry, are not the night and day, sun and moon also creation or not? They're also creation. So why did the Shaykh just not say, and we know Allah by what He created? Because in everything there's a sign of Allah. Why did the Shaykh, why did he say, and we know Allah from His signs and His creation? Because the signs that He's mentioned are also creation anyway. Well, the reason for this, it seems apparent, is this distinction between ayat and makhlukat, between signs and creation, is something very, very daqiq, or something very fine, a fine distinction. Because the ayat that he's mentioned, things like the sun, the moon, the stars, the night and the day, these are things that change. Mughayyirat, they change. And they come and they go. They move. Yes? And they are more apparent in being signs for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the heavens and the earth, every time you go out you see the heavens and you see the earth. The skies of the earth. But for the night and the day, it makes you think. Now it's night, and then it's going to be day. And vice versa. The sun was there a minute ago, and it's gone a couple of hours later. The moon was there, and it's gone. The stars were there, and then they're gone. It makes you think, why? What is the reason for this? So they are more apparent as signs. This is why the Shaykh called them ayat. But the heavens and the earth, they require more thinking, and a bit more, you know, they're not as apparent as the stars and the sun and the moon and things that change. That's why he called them ayat. And this is why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam al-Khalil, when he saw the star, فَلَمَّا رَأَى كَوْكَبًا, and when he saw the star, he said, this is my Lord, هَذَا رَبِّي. And then the star disappeared. He said, I don't like the things that disappear. It can't be the Lord. When the sun came, this must be my Lord. Then the sun went away. This can't be my Lord. And so on and so on. So these things, they change. The night and day. They come and they go. So it's apparent as a sign. These things are apparent as signs for Allah. It makes you think. This is why Ibrahim alayhi salam thought, Surely these must be all creation. And then he became a muwahhid, one who actualizes the tawheed of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمْرُ. لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمْرِ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. And from amongst his signs of the night and the day, and the sun and the moon, do not prostrate to the sun and nor to the moon, but prostrate to Allah who created them if you truly worship Him. So notice again, Allah is bringing rububiyyah, and then from that He's saying, therefore worship Allah, uluhiyyah, ibadah. He's saying, look, Allah, these are His signs, He created them. So don't prostrate to them, prostrate to Allah. He's the one who created them. الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ. He's the one who created them. Likewise, your Lord is Allah who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then He made istawa over the throne. And so on and so forth. He's explaining to mankind that worship belongs to none other than Allah تبارك وتعالى. So in these two ayahs, or rather in this latter ayah, we have the following proofs that Allah created the heavens and the earth. He mentions Allah created these tremendous entities in 6 days. And if He wished, He could create them in a single moment. Makes a person think, why 6 days? But instead, from His wisdom, He connected effects to their causes. He connected effects to their causes. When somebody dies, for example, they don't just die. You know, generally there's a cause that Allah Ta'ala of His wisdom has put in that thing. So a person may die of a heart attack, or he's been run over, or he's been shot, whatever. But we know that the qadr of Allah, Allah's already predestined this. But from His utmost wisdom, which is a sign about Allah's wisdom, that there's cause and effect generally in this universe. Second thing, He ascended upon the throne in a way that befits His majesty. And again, this shows the perfection of Allah's sovereignty and His kingship. Thirdly, that He causes the night to envelope and cover the day, so that it is like a garment which descends upon the light of day and covers it up. It's a sign. The night comes, it's followed by the day. The night goes, the day comes. The day is followed by the night. The day goes, the sun comes. They're signs. They make people think. He made the sun, the moon and the stars subservient to His command. He commands them as He wills for the benefit of the servants. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Surely His is the creation and the command. They're subjected to His command. This is why Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salam asked him, if you're the Lord, then bring the sun from the west. My Lord is the one who makes the sun rise from the east. So you make it rise from the west. Anyone who creates law is the one who created the sun. Surely He has the sun under His power. Of course He couldn't do it. So people think about these things. These are signs for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So His Lordship comprehends all creation. And with this, we end today's session, and tomorrow we'll begin on the main part of the first principle, which is the various different types of worship that belong to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because this is a nice convenient, although it's been short, it's a nice convenient point to stop. If there's any questions, inshallah, if the brothers and sisters could write them down and pass them to the front. We'll give about 5 minutes break before we have the question and answer session for about 15 minutes, and then we'll end it for today, inshaAllah. SubhanakAllahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. على رسول الله أما بعد.